FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment. I'm out and about again, and this week, we're talking all about environmental education. I'm here at Cathal Brua College to find out about their environmental course. Here's how I got on.
So my name is Anne O'Brien, and I'm the course coordinator of the Pre-University Environmental and Biodiversity Studies course.
And it's absolutely brilliant that this is a thing. Can you tell me a bit about what people can expect from this course?
So it's a QQI Level 5 course, and they get an award in Applied Ecology. And they're going to basically study different modules. Some of them are biodiversity and the natural environment, ecological field methods. They'll study biological diversity, also statistics. They're going to study biology, lot of work on permaculture design, and of course work experience and statistics.
And what I loved about, so I was standing in the classroom there, it's a very diverse range of ages, backgrounds.
So we have mature students and we have school leavers. So in the class at the moment we have 13 students, and four of those are mature students who would have worked in industry and who are also changing careers with a focus on sustainability and biodiversity. We have some school leavers, and we also have students who were in college and didn't enjoy the course they were doing and are coming back now to change to the whole biodiversity sustainability.
And what's the aim here? What do people kind of go on to do from this course?
So their aim is they can go into TU Dublin Planning and Environmental Management courses. That's TU 835 course. There's also a course called in TU Dublin called Sustainable Energy Engineering, which is very popular, and that's a TU 806. Also, Sustainability in UCD is another course. There's about three students at the moment hoping to get into that course in UCD, but also the environmental science courses in the likes of Limerick, Cork and Waterford IT.
I also chatted to students to get their thoughts.
Well, it's my passion, I guess, for the environment. And as is probably apparent, I've already had a career in corporate. And as I was kind of working with employees in particular, I really saw how passionate people are about the environment and the fact that we really do need to start making some changes in our own personal lives, right? As well as, you know, from a business perspective and governments and everything else, but it really starts with ourselves at home. So as I started to make those changes, right, you know, recycling, changing the washing powder, all these types of different things, I realized that it's just a really huge field. And the more I got into it, the more passionate, I guess, I got about it. So I made a big decision to step away from what I had been doing for maybe 30 years, be a student again, right? And really learn from the ground up about all the different areas of the environment, how to be more sustainable and how that will impact the biodiversity of the planet. And if not me, who? And if not now, when? So that's why I took the course, and Anne, when I met her, sold me on it completely. So and I'm really enjoying it so far.
I've been volunteering with a local environmental group in Inchicore. I live in Kilmainham, and we do a lot of citizen science. We do tree planting, general litter picking, cleanliness to improve the area. So this is kind of a more academic background to what we do.
I've done a little bit of volunteering with Food Cloud out in Talla. So they're an organisation that collect food that can no longer be sold in shops, but it's still perfectly fine. And they redistribute it to charities who, you know, feed people. So it's really such a worthwhile operation. You know, they're saving the food from going to landfill. And there's so many people who live in, you know, food insecurity. And there's so much waste at every stage of the food system. So I've been volunteering out in their warehouse. So it's a real insight, all right, into what needs to be fixed in the food system.
Well, we've been going out on a lot of different field trips to different places like Maynooth College campus, out to Bull Island, all that sort of things. I've also personally been involved with Conor na Gaeilge in putting in a biodiversity garden in behind their offices on Harcourt Street. And the aim with that is to kind of make it a mix of a biodiversity garden as well as an education opportunity to sort of have some signage around showcasing different native Irish habitats and then educating people about them through Irish and then talking about the connections that would have been between the old Gaels and the land and the language and all that kind of thing, and tying it all together to kind of have a cultural, educational, biodiversity twist on things.
I love that. And what's your background then?
Well, originally I was studying geography with Irish in UCD, but I went into college during COVID, and so everything was all upside down, and I left academics for a couple of years to just work and kind of get my head straight, and now I'm back again, hitting the ground running, trying to get as many things done as I can.
So that's what's going on in Cathal Brua College. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ars2protect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ars to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ars2protect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumisiún na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.